The dollar on his conscience was like a stain that couldn't be washed off. Mr. Levering couldn't shake off the guilt of his actions, even after trying to return the money. He thought of throwing it into the street or giving it away to a homeless person, but his conscience whispered in his ear that the dollar wasn't his to give away. That Sunday, he went to church with his family, but the only words he heard of the sermon were dishonest dealings, making him feel even worse. He thought of putting the dollar in the church's donation box to ease his mind. However, he knew it wouldn't provide lasting relief. The guilt would remain.